أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah 94, Alam Nashra, the opening up, Makkin period. Title: The opening words Alam Nashra, the opening up, provide the very title of this surah. Period of revelation. In its subject matter, this surah is closely related to Surah
Ad-Duha
in that it appears that both were revealed during the same period and circumstantial setting. Ibn Abbas reports that this surah was sent down in Mecca next to Surah
Ad-Duha.
Subject matter and themes. This surah too seeks to comfort and console the Prophet, peace be upon him. Before assuming the office of messengership, he had not come across the hardships that struck him as soon as he commenced preaching Islam. It was a turning point in his own life of which he had no inkling. The same people who held him in great esteem turned into his worst enemies no sooner than he invited them to accept Islam. These very people, including his kith and kin, friends, tribesmen, and neighbors, who had once waxed lyrical in their praises of him, now took to reviling him. No one even cared to listen to him. He was taunted and ridiculed. Hardship confronted him at every step. Although he gradually learned to cope with all this, he was nonetheless shaken in the early stage. So as to comfort him in such adverse circumstances, Allah first revealed Surah
Ad-Duha
to him, followed by this surah. At the outset, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is reassured, told that he need not feel worried, for Allah has bestowed upon him three major bounties. 1. Allah has laid open his breast. 2. He has been relieved of the burden of pre-prophetic days. And 3. His fame has been exalted on an unprecedented scale, not to be matched by anyone. These three bounties are discussed at length in the explanatory notes below. Allah, Lord of the universe, assures Muhammad, peace be upon him, that this hardship is not a long-lasting phase. Soon there will be ease for him. Almost the same point is affirmed in Surah
Ad-Duha.
Thus, indeed what is to come will be better for you than what has gone by. Verily, your Lord will soon give you so amply that you will be well pleased. Verses 4 to 5. Finally, he is instructed that his own inner strength will help him overcome hardship. He can develop this inner strength by devoting himself to worship and by turning exclusively to Allah. The same directive also features in verses 1 to 9 of Surah Al-Muzammil.